Okay, it is time now to completely shift gears. We're going to focus our attention on the start of the college basketball season as teams are preparing for opening games in the month of November. So for all of our listeners that are college basketball enthusiasts, I know you're going to enjoy our next guest and conversation as he is Mr. College Basketball, a fixture on the sidelines and been a wonderful ambassador for the game. He's done so much to promote the sport. We love his insight, his enthusiasm, and his passion. It's a pleasure to welcome in to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loans Studios, the great Dick Vitale. Hello, Dickie V.
Well, how you doing, Alyssa? Certainly a pleasure to be on with you. And as you said, start of another season. It'll be my 35th year. I cannot believe it. I'm working more than your age. It's unbelievable.
Oh, you're too sweet. Well, we're going to hit on the college basketball season here momentarily, but I did want to get your thoughts. I know you're a big Notre Dame fan. You had daughters that went there. They're 5-2 right now. They're not contending for a national title. They're not even in the top 25. But how about that win against USC last weekend?
Well, you know, I was down there for that win, and you're right. I am a big Notre Dame fan of football. I was too dumb to go to Notre Dame. I mean, I couldn't spell it, but my daughters, I'm lucky my daughters take after their mom intellectually and physically, and really both girls have made me so proud. They're actually, Alyssa, double domers. They went back, got their master's. Their husbands are graduates. In fact, my daughter Sherry, her husband played quarterback there in 96,
yeah.
And today he's the youngest sitting circuit court judge in the state of Florida. My other son was a lacrosse player there, son-in-law, and today he's a hand, shoulder, elbow surgeon, and they all live near us. We live in the Lakewood Ranch area, Florida, which is between Sarasota and Bradenton, part of Bradenton, but really, I've been very blessed. Got a great family. Notre Dame's been great to my family, and we're proud to say we have the Dick Vitale Family Scholarships that we give out annually at Notre Dame to scholars who participate in activities that are non-scholarship activities, cheerleaders, the band, the mascot. So we've had a great love affair with the university.
The great Dick Vitale is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And since we are on topic about college football, I'd love for you to sound off. I mean, it seems like that has college football has been the driving force in conference realignment. Schools are positioning themselves to maximize the amount of coin that they can make off college football. Has this diminished the level of quality in terms of college basketball? How has it affected it?
Well, you know, I think it's affected it from the standpoint we have taken away some unbelievable rivalries. I think it's totally chaotic. It's totally out of reason when you think about it. I mean, I couldn't even name some of the teams in some of these conferences because it's gone crazy. It's gone chaotic. And it's all based on this, I think you know as well, all about football. It's all about greed. It's all about dollars. I mean, the Syracuse and the ACC, I can't see it. They belong in the Big East. They're playing Clemson instead of Georgetown's. I don't really buy that in any way. Rutgers in the Big Ten belongs in the Big East. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Some of these geographically make no logic, no sense, but it all gets down to, once again, dollars, dollars, dollars.
Well, I certainly miss in the Big 12 Conference, Nebraska. I still have to, you know, get my head wrapped around that they're in the Big 10. We miss that OU-Nebraska rivalry when you talk about college football even.
Well, you know, obviously that was certainly special. And the bottom line is now Nebraska in the Big 10. And it's just really a whole different scenario. It'd be interesting in basketball now, though. The one thing I will say, there is no doubt from top to bottom that the ACC will be the number one conference in basketball. When you add the likes to the Dukes, Carolinas, and you add the likes to Syracuse, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, and then next year Louisville, I don't think you have to go to Harvard, man. And I can't spell Harvard. I don't think you have to go to Harvard and get 1,500 on your SATs to figure out that is a pretty good conference. By the way, Alyssa, I did have 1,500 on my SATs, and they didn't accept me at Harvard, and I was very upset. I took them three times. I had 500, 500, 500.
There you go. We're listening to one of the most recognizable guys in college basketball. That, of course, is the great Dick Vitale from ESPN, and it is such an exciting time of year. You're talking about the ACC, but I want to back up just for a moment because I'm thinking about in the month of September, Dick, and to see you at the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame ceremony and to watch the induction of Rick Pitino and seeing you up on stage and you and Hubie Brown to have the opportunity to make that introduction. Talk about what that meant to you personally and professionally.
Well, you know, obviously anytime someone asks you to be their presenter, it's a great honor. I know I remember asking Bob Knight to be mine, and Rick Pitino certainly belongs in the Hall of Fame. He's done a phenomenal job as a collegiate coach. It's unbelievable what he's achieved, winning national titles at Kentucky and Louisville, the only coach to win them at two different schools. Been to the Final Four so many times, but it was a terrific honor just to be able to break bread. And I was like a little groupie there, Alyssa. I was running around like taking pictures with everybody and feeling like I'm a celebrity. And people asking me for my picture. I'm saying, wait a minute, something's not right about this. I want to go get a picture right now with Jack Ramsey and all the stars that are here, Lenny Wilkins, Hakeem Olajuwon. I mean, it was just a terrific, terrific time.
It really was. Of course, in 2013, Louisville winning their national championship, in my mind, that solidified Rick Pitino as truly one of college basketball's greatest. He is, Dick. He's such a dynamic coach and leader. You were talking about really what he's meant to the game, but how has he been able to sustain such a level of success for so many years? As you're talking about, you mentioned winning a championship at Kentucky.
Well, you know, the bottom line is he's a great communicator. He has great leadership skills. He has great contacts in the world of recruiting. In fact, I look at my preseason right now. I'm glancing at them as I'm talking to you. I have Kentucky number one. I have number two, Michigan State. And number three, Louisville. Louisville's going to have a great chance to go back-to-back. I have those schools followed by Duke at four, Kansas at five, and Arizona at six to form my Super Six. But Louisville will have a great opportunity to go back-to-back, a la what Rick Pitino's protege did, when you think about the fact that Billy Donovan doing it with Florida. And prior to that, the last one to do it was Mike Krzyzewski at Duke in 91 and 92.
Dick Vitale is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker-Campbell. So let's hit on Rick's team a little bit more. You were just talking about where you have them at in the preseason. But what are your expectations? Because they did lose some key players, especially in the front court. They need a rim protector.
Well, you know, I think right now they got the suspension of Chaim Buchanan, who was really terrific in the final game. I think he'll be back and certainly should have a tremendous year. You're right, they did lose some kids, and certainly Jang, and they lost on the perimeter Peyton Siva, a tremendous point guard. But they have a great kid coming in by the name of Jones, and certainly I expect a big, big year out of Russ Smith. And then you factor in the kid Hancock, who was terrific last year. I think he'll have a big year as well. The kid Harrell played limited minutes last year. He'll play a lot of minutes this year. He can be explosive, a great athlete. So I don't think Louisville's hurting. They're going to be right there in contention with Kentucky and with Duke and Kansas and Michigan State.
Well, that Harrell kid you were just talking about, he played in the Under-19 World Championships, and he really does have a lot of upside. He shows a lot of promise, a great talent, had a strong summer. I think he averaged around 12 points per game in the World Championships.
Well, you do your homework. Yeah, he could score the ball, and certainly that is certainly a big plus, no doubt about it. I can't wait, though. I think the thing that intrigues me the most about the start of the new season is the arrival of these unbelievable diaper dandies. This is going to be a special class. I mean, you talk about guys that would have been right up there in the top five of the NBA draft, guys like Wiggins and Randall, and you think about the kid down at Duke, Jabari Parker, the kid at down into Arizona, Aaron Gordon, the Harrison kids of Kentucky. I think it is going to be a phenomenal class. My first game, don't tell my bosses, I hope they're not listening at ESPN. I mean, I would pay them to sit at courtside to watch the opening game, to watch on November 12th, Wiggins against Jabari Parker, Duke and Kansas in Chicago. The first game will be Kentucky and Michigan State, and the second game will be Duke and Kansas, and I cannot wait to see, because I'm telling you something. I watched Andrew Wiggins in high school. Mm. He is flat out the real deal.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dick Vitale and project every team, every conference. So stick around at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.